The rest of the story. A Spanish quarryman discovered the diminutive remains squashed between two limestone slabs. No big deal, he thought. It was a bird, not a very big one at that. Well, he was right, but he was wrong, because this perfectly preserved fossil was a bird predecessor, if not a direct ancestor. More precisely still, it was a dinosaur with feathers. And so it was only weeks ago that scientists from far and wide descended on the limestone quarry in central Spain to view that remarkable finch-size fossil, a specimen some are calling the most important paleontological discovery in a decade. We'd known for years that some dinosaurs flew, but since fossilized feathers are extremely rare, we hadn't had a clear picture of how they flew until now. You see, practically everything about this tiny flying dinosaur, named Eolululubus hoyasi by its discoverers, has been recorded in stone for us to see. Even its last meal, by the way, a bellyful of shrimp-like crustaceans, which it may have hunted wading in lakeshore shallows. But it's those feathers that tell us the rest of the story. For on the leading edge of this incredible creature's prehistoric wings are feathery tufts, which obviously allowed it to fly at very slow speeds. The most practical application of this feature is that it enabled the dino bird to become airborne promptly and to land gently and precisely. Earlier flying dinosaurs, like Archaeopteryx, did not have those extra wing feathers. As a result, they probably ran like the dickens to get into the air and then settled for a crash landing to get them back on the ground. But this was undoubtedly a deft aviator, a modern bird with modern bones and feathers that sprinkled the skies over the towering heads of Tyrannosaurus rex. For all we know about the prehistoric world of dinosaurs, what remains to be learned vastly outweighs what we already know. But this summer, with the discovery of a feathery fossil in central Spain, our understanding has quantum leaped forward, and we're just beginning to comprehend something else. Humility. For you see, the human aeronautical engineer, whoever he was, must have thought that he was something special to have designed those ingenious wings that keep our monstrous jumbo jets from crashing every time they land. The specific design to which I refer is the leading edge flap, the shiny elongated panel which airline passengers often observe inching forward on each wing just prior to landing. But now you know for sure what you've always suspected, that we're nowhere nearly as smart as we think we are. Because the leading edge flaps on airplane wings, which keep aircraft from losing lift as they slow down, were not invented by us. In fact, that advanced, sophisticated aeronautical design was presented to a tiny little dinosaur so that he could better elude the sharp-toothed big boys of the Cretaceous 115 million years ago. And now you know the rest of the story.